up top. We're going up top. All the other formations, they surely have to stop. We're going up top. We're going up top. Jamie and Jordan, the bullshit never stops.
This week's episode and every week's episode is once again sponsored by McMillers. Moving for you, Dublin's number one most trusted moving service. If you need a reliable mover in Dublin, their top rated team delivers high quality results that saves time, energy and money. You can contact them for a day today for, on a quote from mcmovers.eu is their website, and Emma and the lads will look after you well for any personal or commercial use. So once again, thanks, and it's mcmovers.eu. And a very big welcome back to this week's episode of One Up Top. A mixed week here in headquarters as Bowles have found out the European opposition. Well, simultaneously, I should say, is that we have fallen on our arse in our first game back after the break. I'd like to thank Chippy for his time last week. A very interesting podcast, and I think a lot of people took a lot from it. And although you had to suffer us for 2 hours, I'm sure I helped people fly by, people stay fly by. So back to our regular guest here on the podcast, Pete's in it. Pete, how are you getting on?
Great, yeah, just to touch on that, thought Chippy was excellent. Speaks a lot better than probably the pair of us, and very informative. So yeah, I really enjoyed that episode, so well done, Chippy.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to have someone with a bit of something between their ears on the podcast for once, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, Chippy's come in handy for me in Europe over the years as well. He's got me home a couple of times, so better make sure he's on hand this year again in case there's any late drama or in case I'm stuck in Kosovo without an arse in my trousers, which is quite possible, you know.
Yeah, the giddy levels have gone up. We will. The base of this chat will be Europe, because I think the mood has flipped ever since the draw on Tuesday. But we will touch on the game on Derry Friday, P. We got our arses handed to us in the second half. I wasn't up there myself now, but we went 1-0 up. It was all looking too easy, too swimmingly well, as Reynolds probably put it himself in the first half. Second half then, we just fall flat on our arse, and it was, as he said, embarrassing. So I think it's the first time he's actually ever came out after a game and criticised a performance. Probably the first time I've agreed with a Reynolds post-match interview in terms of us losing, because normally I thought we're getting better and stuff like that. So a bit of honesty in one of the post-match interview, not so much honesty in the preview, but what did you make of the game yourself?
I was flicking in and out of it. I wasn't up there as well. I'd done the last couple before that, Sligo and what have you. But yeah, it was an absolute collapse, really, wasn't it? Like, it was again, even when we went 1-0 up, we just didn't fancy us. I never do up there, probably like a lot of people. But yeah, it was just a sense of inevitability about it after they equalised. We just start giving the ball away, start panicking, start doing things that we haven't been doing, and again, just all too inevitable and all just so predictable after they equalised and threw up salt into the wounds. Clark was absolutely tearing us apart. So very, very, very disappointing even. But I'm prepared to give a pass, you know, if we can get the 3 points and we turn that around on Friday night. And every team's gonna have one of those per season. I'm trying to be as kind as I can here, trying to be as positive as I can, but if we win on Friday and we can go to Telka with our tails up on Monday, I'm willing to look past it and write it off.
Yeah, and you're right there. The break did come at an awful time. We were in a bit of a run of form, and you know, typical Bowles fashion, we just fall straight out of it. My worry here is, of course, is that we fall into that Reynolds trajectory of it's either a feast or a famine in terms of results. We won for 4-5. The loss to Rovers was a valiant defeat as such, but in terms of the form you worry about now, there's not too many post summer games or post summer break games where Bowles have come back and, you know, gone on a big charge over the years, from what I can recall. I'm trying to think of one season where we came back from the summer break, hit the ground running, and won whatever, 7 of our last 10 games or whatever's left to play.
We went on a phenomenal run the year we brought in Daniel Kelly in the break. Do you remember that one? I think we went
That's
on
correct.
a
Yeah, we won 11
run.
games in a row.
I remember Pat Dolan writing an article in the Star at the time, and the headline was if Brazil came to Daly, Mount Bowles would beat them.
So you remember that, yeah.
But yeah, it's we're probably just regurgitating, like, what we've been going through. But it's a little bit concerning. Now Shell seem to have the bit between the teeth. Derry, I still think although there's a lot of points to be made up, I think they're going to win a lot of games. Like they've beaten Rovers at home now, they've beaten us at home. They've a little bit of momentum. Pats have been ticking along nicely. So Dundalk on Friday is a massive game as far as the season is concerned. You don't want Dundalk going ahead of us on Friday, and that's a possibility if they win. They're a very good side, Dundalk. So it's a great game to have. The place should be buzzing based on the activity around the week, and what lies ahead in the next few weeks. So, it's a great game to bounce back in, and then we should get out to Talca on Monday as well. So, a huge weekend.
Yeah, huge weekend and a huge week. But I suppose the elephant in the room here, Pete, was Kasper Schwarzschild was not available due to a bug, as we were reliably informed by our head coach pre-game. Personal point of view, I'm just fucking sick of in ways where they think we're stupid. I know Reynolds might not be on social media, and I know he probably doesn't see a lot of that side of stuff, and he hasn't a clue how fuck it, but. Like, we're not idiots. We shouldn't be treated like idiots, whether that be fucking injured players or whatever like that, or even, for example, this to me is not acceptable in a million years. From what we've been, from what we know, because obviously, look, we're never going to get the truth from the club. We've been told his missus has booked the wrong weekend for the wedding. That's kind of what the word was, and it is what it is, sort of stuff. But we 4 months in the off season. And we had just had a week break gone by. And to me, it's incredibly unprofessional. It wouldn't happen in the GAA, never mind the Premier League. And I don't know. It's just one of those things. This wouldn't happen at Rovers. It wouldn't happen at Shells. It wouldn't happen at Pats. Those sub wouldn't allow it.
Yeah, and it just reinforces, the discussions that we've had around Taylor and whether he's a week away and he's in contention, and fucking everybody knew that he
He's
wasn't in
doing, he
contention.
must have done best man at the wedding. That's why he wasn't playing, everybody.
So like it's just absolute nonsense. And don't put the email out at all if you're gonna tell lies in it, Well, I know that the mail, well, the mail didn't stay. Everybody knew in the squad that Casper was going to get married, and it wasn't mentioned in the mail. So what does that tell you? I don't understand the reason. I mean, listen, if Reynolds is up front and the club is up front and says, listen, Casper is unavailable. He had a pre-booked wedding that was booked before there was a fixture available. Like, no one's going to try their toys out of the pram at that. The American keeper is there. That's what a sub keeper is for. But what people will get pissed off and people will get annoyed about is if Reynolds is going around telling journalists that he has a bug, and then Casper, at the same time is putting pictures up on social media of his wedding. So I just don't see why he's wasting energy telling lies and aggravating people. So yeah, it's a strange one. I'd love someone to rationalize it for me, because I can't seem to rationalize why they would tell lies about the goalkeeper. They're trying to cover it up. If they were trying to do that, well, the first thing you'd say to Casper is, well, keep it off social media. And why are you trying to cover it up? Where was the ball dropped? Was the wedding booked, for the wrong week? Was it because the league changed the goalposts with the dates? Just stuff like this only seems to happen at Bowls. Just bizarre, kind of bizarre behavior, for all concerned.
Yeah, look, everyone's told to get married and that, but oh, it just makes you think, people said it's just not a serious football club at times. I think Jamie Connors said a couple of weeks ago, even about O'Donnell getting the assistant manager job for Ireland, or I don't know if he's assistant or he's one of the coaches. He's like, we had that row a year ago about Reynolds doing double jobbing, now our assistant coach is double jobbing. And Jamie Connors said to me, he goes, in what world would Stephen Bradley allow Glenn Cronin to go off and do his thing? In what world would Duff have allowed Joey Ryan to go off and do his thing? Like, they wake up, they live and breathe the League of Ireland. That's all they think about. They don't, international is a hobby of theirs, probably to watch or to make sure players don't get injured. And it just sort of goes back to the point where, why Why is always us these things seem to happen to again, apparently it's been a miss out booking of the weekends or whatever like that. But surely you should know, he should have agreed to the wedding dates and had have known it, imagine a year ago whenever it was booked. But again, just every time Reynolds seems to get a little bit of leeway with fans, he wins, gets us qualified for Europe that last game of the season against draw the well, we think we're qualified, Rovers had to win the cup. He comes out and has a go at the fans after the match and doesn't give a fuck about them booing or whatever. Like, they can do what they want. I'm here to win matches, whatever like that. And it's like, just keep your mouth shut in that case. And then he gets in a 5-game running streak and this comes out. The Mayo would have had a statement out the week before the break. You didn't have to do it at the start of the season. These caps are getting married on this day. If you had done it the week before the break, the day after we won a game. And timing is important in these things for communication. And I think we're really shit at timing on and postal stuff as well, although on Instagram and Twitter, I think there's a bit of an inability to read the room at times. Like, we've been hammered out the 4-1 out the door by Derry. Obviously, we win up in Derry, and it's probably not as probably paper over the cracks of it all. Maybe we don't care too much, but if I'm correct, we didn't even have a goalkeeper, a sub goalkeeper on the bench, which kind of makes me think, when did they have the wedding booked, and when did the club find out about it?
Couple of things there, like you're very warm in your synopsis there. Like, if we go and win the game, it probably doesn't get the airtime it has done. And again, I'd love someone to be able to explain this to me. But Casper comes to the manager, "I'm going to get married." Yeah, great, fair play to you, Casper. You want to throw your life away and get married? That's up to you. But listen,
As
that's
a
your
man
decision.
speaking from experience.
You better believe it. Yeah. So you sit down. What date do you want to get married? Well, there's the dates I have. Well, we're going to have a game on the Friday night. So Friday's not a good day to get married. But I don't understand why you couldn't have got married on the Sunday.
Oh, I suspect it was Saturday, maybe, and he had to fly to Poland, obviously, the day before.
Well, then you just get married on the fucking Sunday and you fly to Poland on the Saturday. Like, we play Friday nights. That's the allocated night for games. Now, if it is a thing that the break, or there's talk that maybe the FAI reneged on the dates of the break, but I don't know. It's just it's a mess, and it's an unwanted mess as well. And again, these are the type of times when Reynolds just piles pressure on himself. He's telling lies through his teeth. How are you expected to believe anything, you know, he says in an interview now, when he's clearly been telling spoofs about the fitness of players? I'd just rather he didn't say anything about, you know, as opposed to make stuff up in those Friday emails, Thursday night emails, you know. Very frustrating. And I know from time to time managers will always, you know, they'll say he's fit or he's not fit when he is fit, or, you know, a little bit of mind game, but this is just, it's weekly, I suppose. And it's just, those emails aren't worth the paper they're written on, you know. So yeah, it doesn't help. And it's just frustrating more than anything else, isn't it?
Yeah, as I said, we didn't. We had a one, it would have been fine. But now, off the back of that, Shells beat Rovers, Derry beat us. Derry could have been, I think, 15 points behind us had we got the win, even if we got the
Yep.
draw. Now it just feels that everyone behind us is up our arse. And it was a great chance to make 3 points on Rovers, who, as we know, the likelihood of them being busy on Thursdays in September and October are very likely. And that's the time to catch. Not to say we're going to win a tight race or anything like it, but you know, to even have that sort of belief and just give us something else to give more than a
Listen,
rat race for the
I
fourth
think we
spot.
can safely say at this point in time, haven't seen half the season, we're not good enough to challenge for the league. Like, that's my feeling. In fact, I know we're not good enough to challenge for the league. Number one, I don't think we win enough games that we have to win. And number two, I just don't think we have the squad for it. So my eyes are firmly fixed now on making sure we get Europe. So if you take that as the starting point, it was a fucking disaster on Friday, because Shells have played themselves right back into contention now. Pats, you know, are there thereabouts. They had another win. Derry had another win. I still think Derry will come. And we obviously lost 3 points. So bad, bad, bad weekend. And the manner of defeat as well. But I don't think we should dwell on that Derry. That Derry performs. I think we'll make an assessment next week after Dundalk and Shells, and see what the reaction is to that Derry performance. And again, if we get a good reaction, if we can pick up 4 points or pick up 6 points, Derry be forgotten about quick enough, and we'll roll on.
Yeah, absolutely. It just feels like square one a lot of times, I suppose, isn't it? You just kind of think you're making a bit of leeway, you're making progress, and I'm sure you'll be told we're making progress because we're second or third and we're fourth last year. But it just has that feeling we're getting sucked back into the pack, and as you said, a bad weekend this weekend, we could find ourselves in fifth or sixth place.
Yeah. Listen, every team is going to lose games, and you know, to give a bit of balance, we have been excellent. I mean, we were excellent in Sligo, in the second half in Dundalk. We were excellent. We picked up wins. We irked out the wins. I mean, that was the message going up to Dundalk when we done the last podcast. Go up there and win the fucking match and get the 3 points and get us back on track. That's been done. So we have been good, and we were excellent against Rovers. Very unlucky. So. It's not all doom and gloom. It's just probably the manner of the defeat, the nonsense with Casper. But listen, better post teams have gone up to Derry and come home with nothing. We have a horrendous record up there. So let's get back on the horse on Friday. But
Absolutely, there's no harm in losing to Derry, but it'd be funny if Derry picked us a fourth place at the end of the season.
yeah.
That'd be this would be a game that would be regurgitated more than anything I suspect in the off season if that was the case. But Pete, we've had a bit of misery and moan, and I think it came to Monday morning. We woke up, we thought we were getting the pots. Everyone was giddy. Alas, but not. They went for the next morning. But a real kick in our step this week. I think anyone that's supporting Bowls and you dedicate your Friday night, you dedicate a lot of your mental health to it all. Unfortunately, trophies are hard to come by at Bohemian FC throughout our history. Most clubs don't win trophies across global football, but these are the ones we live for. The European ties, we've been starved. I think the last 13 years we've qualified for Europe, I think, three times. If I remember correctly, we qualified in 2013, and that was only a week or two's notice because I think Derry got thrown out for the
Right.
basically being a new company.
2012 was. I was only back from Poland, and went to Iceland a couple of weeks later. I had more fun in 2 days in Iceland than I had in the 2 weeks just looking around at the supporter makeup. There was clowns that were on that trip in Poland. My God, following Ireland, and then a couple of weeks later, prancing around Iceland with fellas that you'd be proud to call your friends and. You'd respect as supporters. It was just chalk and cheese, really. The difference between both supporters and your average Ireland supporter that goes to these big tournaments, it couldn't be starker. And Bowes fans is a much more favourable bunch. But yeah, like it's been tough. And again, I suppose we've watched Shells do so well in Europe, Rovers do well in Europe, Pats have had their days in Europe. And we've been like the ugly duckling waiting for our chance. We had a little run, obviously, under Keith Long, but I think COVID put a hole in that, even though it was. I think more so the home games are the memories for a lot of people for those. But judging by the numbers and people that are talking about going or booked to go, there's going to be some serious numbers in Gibraltar, tickets or no tickets.
Yeah, we did get pulled out of pot. I think pre-draw, we were all just begging and pleading to God because it'd be the most typical Bowls fashion. We get the Faroe Islands and get beaten. Not an easy task. That would have been hard to know what way that draw would have went. But we got drawn to the Faroes or to Gibraltar team, St. Joseph's. And I think everyone just kind of everyone's found their own which way. People, I believe you might have had a slight bit of mismanagement of or an error. I should say, maybe not on your behalf or anyone's fault, but you can elapse or expand on that, please.
Yeah, a little bit of travel drama. I think the agreement with my lot was that I was going to book the flights, so the money had come over to me on Revolut to book the flights. 5 o'clock came, and I suppose I was called to another task, so, shall we say. We're still going to get it done on the phone, but will I name the culprit or will I name the booker?
You have to help me name another culprit in a
Super
second.
Kev Dennehy. So he. The money was transferred back over to Kev to do the bookings. We're gonna blame Aer Lingus on this one, but made the booking. The 8:40 to Malaga. Got the confirmation on the screen. Money left his account. All was well in the world. Went to a mini World Cup with me. My little fella came back out to a flurry of messages, and I said, either someone's dead or I don't know, we're after signing Messi.
And no one's allowed to die in the next few weeks. I'm making that very fucking clear to people.
Yeah, so if you're thinking of it.
Nobody, there's an upholding on fucking debts for the next 3 or 4
Yeah,
weeks.
we'll close RIP at that E down for a few weeks. But yeah, apparently Aer Lingus just sent the money back to his card and no confirmation email. So the flights weren't booked. So what turned into the dream flight? I mean, you're flying out at 8 o'clock. I think you're in Malaga. You're by the pool and all by 12:30. It was you're looking at Belfast. You're looking at going through London. So I just had a quick look at Shannon. So they're getting a flight from Shannon to Malaga direct at 8 o'clock. So just have to navigate to get ourselves down to Shannon for 7 o'clock in the morning on the Wednesday. But we'll be landing by the pool still by 12:30 on the Wednesday, ready to rock. So all well that ends well. It'll just add another layer of crack to the trip. So we'll probably get a little party bus or disco bus to leave at about 4 o'clock on the Wednesday morning and have us in Shannon nice and early. So yeah. Wouldn't be a bowls away European trip without a little bit of travel drama. So yeah, before we even left the ground, before we even got in the air, there's a bit of drama. So that sums up bowls in Europe, you know.
Yeah, and another man whose wedding is next week, Mr. Aaron Shaw. I'm sure he'd be delighted to hear his name here. Well, it's Wednesday night, half time in England, but in the England game, but it'd be Wednesday morning, I should say, tomorrow. I don't know what day it is, but actually, I'm lost. I've lost track of time and everything with the madness that's gone on this week. Mr. Shaw's getting married next week. Another man signing off his life. But he also had a mismanagement of booking. I believe he booked the wrong flight date to Malaga. And unfortunately, there's not much he could do. So, yeah, he got double stung booking. I think he's flying out through Belfast. He's not in the IMC overnighter. His IMC spend more nights in the technical part of the UK than he is in Spain. But me myself, I am flying out in and out via London. Flying out to London on the Tuesday afternoon, landed in Malaga around 8 o'clock. Into Ben Medina for the night. Wake up. That's it. Poolside for the day. As much as Davin Richardson doesn't want that happen, he said, "This bowls in Europe is not for the sun. It's for acting the maggot." I am absolutely objecting to that. I have a pool booked room for a reason.
Oh yeah, Jesus Christ.
And then didn't pull the trigger on that on the direct flight home, which probably might be a little bit of a regret on the day. But 180 quid all in return. And money in the kitty for Please God Pristina in a couple of weeks after. So
Absolutely, yeah.
yeah, it's all giddy and good to go. I'm not sure if Kev Dennehy welcome Pristina. They might think it's Radovan walking through the door.
Yeah, Kev, want to keep the head down now if we head to Kosovo or when we head to Kosovo.
Serbia, Pete, Serbia.
Yeah, and was there any booking of flights today? It's probably a little bit of a gamble to maybe at the prices they're at to pull the trigger on Kosovo or.
They were about 500 quid. Fadoz would have been the best one of the Pats fans, Simon Coyle. He goes on to me, said Fadoz is the one you want. He said it's actually deadly. You wouldn't believe it, but he said it's a great trip. That would have been in now Zork 200 quid. That was ready to pull the trigger on that one.
Yeah.
But now that it's probably going to be in Sahuki, I think is the name of the city. I definitely mispronounced that. But it's an hour away from Pristina, the capital. Their third round game last year against Rovers, they played in the capital, but the second round was in their ground. So when you get to round three, the categories of the stadia have to increase. That's why we'll be going to Tallaght for the third round, most likely should we progress, which is a bit of a stain on the Bohemian FC, in
Let's
my opinion.
not bring the mood down altogether. Yeah, we can save that for another day.
If we get there, but yeah, that's the was looking at it was 600 quid, and then someone tried to tell me that Connors Key would give us a game and possibly beat us, which I thought was madness. Which made me think, well, if they can beat us, maybe they can beat the Kosovan team. But I don't think so. I think the Kosovan team should get through all going as
Jesus,
planned.
like they were absolutely horrendous against Rovers and Tallaght last year. I remember watching that game thinking. I think they won the first leg 1-0, and that might have been game on. I think Rovers put 4 or 5 past them with
4-0
ease.
second leg, yeah.
Yeah, and Connors Key have had a couple of scalps in Europe over the years. I think there was a matchup as well. Me and Luke were looking at a Serbian team and a Welsh team. I can't remember which two in 22, 23 maybe, and it was 5-4 in favour of the Kosovans. So I don't
Well,
think
I
it's a
think,
it's a foregone conclusion, you know.
yeah, definitely. I think it's, I think with this at this time of year, obviously there's difference between Kosovo and Slovenia. Like that's one level, but the next level up is like a Greek team, or you know, that's a different monster altogether. But when you're in pre-season, you know, managers could be on their last legs, a new manager could come in who's not going to cut the mustard. There's a lot of variables that can happen in a pre-season game, because the season hasn't kicked off. A lot of things, signings haven't come through, and a lot of players left. So, you know, it's hard to, like, if you looked at the, I was looking at the Kosovan team's records. If you looked at the last few years, you think, Jesus, these are impeccable. But I think they got knocked out by Lyon a couple of years ago as well. And they put seven past them on another day. So maybe it's not going to be as straightforward as we think. But I think I want to go to Pristina. Some of us have quit our jobs and packed it in for a long European trip here, Pete.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think someone summed it up perfectly today, like in terms of going easy on the finances and getting ready for round three. The Welsh team could be the job, but in terms of out now fiendishness, you'd love to bring a big crowd over to Pristina. That'd be some crack.
Oh, yeah, I want Pristina. I suspect that'll be a club charter job. Looking at the flight prices, it could be the same, but I'd rather probably go direct at that stage than have to worry about flying in and out of Milan and changing airports, possibly in some cities. Because even I think €600 was the best flight you could get, and that was through Istanbul. It is. It's playing trains and automobiles, and this is the fun and the joy, and you know, this is our best part of this is why we want to
It's
be here. Like, this
just
is the thing
great
where
problems to
we're here.
have. Great to be talking about, you know, getting planes across Europe and potential opponents. I mean, even just being involved in the draws, logging onto UEFA this morning, the buzz, the traffic on the WhatsApp groups, the different WhatsApp groups been set up first thing in the morning, last thing at night. That's all you're thinking about. It really is everything we wanted to be. And this is, so since we started doing the podcast, this is what we've been yearning for. A European away day, and it's on top of us now. And what a destination to be going to as well. Bella Medina, the footballing hotbed of Bella Medina. What?
Yeah, it's you couldn't have got it any better. Literally down in Malaga or Benalmádena for 2 3 nights, some of us.
Yeah.
It's worked out perfect, and you know, we can get through that round. I said hopefully it's Pristina, as you said. Connors Cay probably a bit easier. It'd be a night towards the night in Liverpool, I'd imagine. You'd probably fly in on the
Yeah.
match day, truth be told, and
They're
just fly
playing in
home the night
Colwyn
through.
Bay, actually. So anyone who's done the Holyhead to Manchester or Holyhead to Liverpool will be familiar with Colwyn Bay. It's a nice little town about half an hour outside of Holyhead, maybe a little bit more. But
I think the game might get moved to giving this round. I'm not sure. I think
yeah,
Cork
moved to
will be playing
Colwyn
the
Bay is
Bangers
where they're
ground. Is
Colwyn
that
Bay is where
Bangers
they're
ground, is
due
it?
to play. Yeah, that's where they're due to play. So that could be a very pleasant Thursday evening in North Wales. But let's get through the first one first. I do expect us to beat the Gibraltons, but if you take your eye off the ball, they've plenty of European experience, St. Joseph, and they've given teams problems, so we'll have to be at it.
Check their record. They've won 2 of their 21 European games, not twice. Obviously, Derry had that scalp a couple of years ago from it was the Bruno
Those magpies,
Magpies.
yeah.
So, and I know Rovers put them to bed handy enough last year. The good thing is, in my opinion, is that the tie at home first and daily. I know you say you want the tie at home second game for a bit of advantage, but I think it'd be good for us to go out there. Not to be too cocky or not to say anything is guaranteed, but to go and put them to bed after the first game, get your 2 3 goals, whatever it is, then you can go to Bruno's Magpies and maybe play a bit more of a second or St. Joseph's and play maybe a bit more of a second or third team. Obviously not going to put the kids out, but you know, something that result in daily mail that's not going to be recoverable for them in Gibraltar.
Yeah, that's what we want, isn't it? Like we want a nice frenetic pace. I think it's an early kickoff in Daly Mount. I could be right in saying I
Six
think there's an
o'clock.
issue with the light, so
Six o'clock bars in the Jody closed. Gargle down the underpants, so I suspect for many.
yeah, so I suppose we'll have to we'll all have to finish work up a little bit early that day. Get the place rocking. I know it can be difficult, especially in the summer evening at 6 o'clock. But I think there's going to be an almighty buzz around that game and our return to Europe. I just can't wait. I haven't been this giddy about, you know, football and bowls in a long, long time. It's been a really, really enjoyable couple of days. I'm just thinking about the what and whatnots of this European run. But yeah, what you want an early goal. Go at them, and yeah, if we can go over there with a couple of goal lead, that should be enough for us.
Yeah, you'd want to be ideally if Rovers could beat them at 4-0 on their own turf. We should be looking at trying to get 3 or 4, given it's the first game of the season as well. They'll be only there to probably first game back. They might have a bit of friendly against others' Welton team, maybe
Yeah.
in the meantime. But we should be good looking out there, truly, without being cocky, looking to put that game to bed in Derry Mount. Go over there, and the second game I think falls. I think it might be Waterford on the Sunday. It could be completely wrong there, and then you can maybe withhold the team that can go out to Waterford or wherever it is, and beat them, because you know the reason why we're here is because of the league is your bread and butter. It's very important during this time that we do not take the eye off the ball, the team don't take the eye off the ball, and try enjoy this more than they maybe should.
Yeah, I think we went to Waterford during the last European run, and we had a very insipid performance. We were beaten 1-0, if I remember, on a Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, and ultimately that cost us, that year. We need to be picking up points, and it's new to us. I don't necessarily think we have the squad for it. But yeah, we need to be picking up points during those games, and we need to be picking up something in Talca on Monday, because that's another one of our game in hand. All of a sudden, Pats will have two games in hand on us if we don't pick up something from Shells. So it's important that we keep eyeing the ball, as you said, and we're motoring along and trying to cover to cover all fronts,
Yeah, for Pats to be ahead of us and have two games in hand after the position we were in after 9 games is outrageous, considering they physically they've only won one in the last 6 or 7 as well.
Yeah.
It's inconceivable that we go into this the weekend and we lose, but we're all set for Europe. I hope everyone has their passport ready. Club graphic designer Mark O'Meara didn't realise you needed a passport to go abroad, so he think he's missed out on his flights. He's only putting his application, so we'll see what happens there. But if you got the budget, how many budget rounds have you got, P, in you?
I'll have two anyway. There'll be two there. I'll be away for a potential third round. So I'll certainly have the first two in the locker anyway, and then onto domestic business. But just on the fixtures, like we have before St. Joseph's, we have the Drogheda. We've Drogheda away. Then there's no game between the Joseph's tie, but after the second Joseph's tie, we're down to play Ringmahon on the Sunday, and then potentially home on the Tuesday. Now that's gonna work. Would we go Thursday, Sunday, Tuesday? Or will the Ringmahon game have to go?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Obviously, Shells have been drawn at home and Bows have been drawn at home in the first week, and the UEFA states that's not possible. That's why you can't play have two teams in the same city
Yeah.
playing night. So I don't know if we're going to flip the fixture or flip the reverse the ties, or we're going to move to the Tuesday. But regardless whether it's, I know it's professional football and they should be used to this, but and I know it's only an amateur team in Ringmahon that we're playing, but in theory, it's not great preparation, even for management, to be landing back in Dublin on a Friday night or Friday morning. Or they could be flying directly after the game. Otherwise, they're not going to be doing much on Friday anyway. They'll be knackered from the travelling in the game. And then to wake up Saturday morning and have to make a bus down to Cork, the arse end of Cork, at 3.5 hours, come back up on that night, wake up the next morning, have to pack their bags for a flight to, or get ready for a home
Well, it'll
game
be
against.
home at home game. Yeah, like it's not so much the Ringmahon match you'd be worried about. It's the preparation for the Tuesday tie, and obviously what's at stake there. Like that probably separates it. To win the second European round would make a good European run into a fantastic European run, regardless of where you go with the third round. So, bit of a headache there for the club.
Yeah, it's look, as you said, we should have the squad and the team, and we should be beating that the Bows second team again, should be beating them in theory. Like even a couple of underage players dropping, they should be beating Ringmahon. But even just for preparation, as you said, you kind of have to look a bit at Ringmahon and look a bit at the fixtures and try. You're only getting back to Dublin on Sunday night, the management. I know they sent Trevor Crowley over the kids to to the under 20s games or to the, sorry, the Leinster Senior Cup games a lot over the last couple of years, but I can't imagine they'll be doing that this time around. Imagine they will be
That's
making
the
your,
FAI Cup. Absolutely not. No, you have to treat that
yeah.
cup with the respect it deserves. It'd be one for the real man. Who can come back from a 3 day beano in Benalmadena and make ring man on the Sunday? That'll separate the men from the boys.
Yeah, absolutely. That will. I will not be doing that. I can confirm that right now. I will not be. You'll already have your bus to Shannon, so maybe you might be allowed to hang on for a couple of days.
Maybe so, yeah. Hey.
But P, if it came to it, and let's say it all goes swimmingly well, which it really does at Bohemian FC, we've got to the third round. We've banked our 1.2 million, and Bohemian FC are due to play Ajax. Will the family holiday be getting put off?
I'll be getting a flight from Lanzarote to Amsterdam. You can say that absolute with an absolute fact. Yeah, that'll be happening. So yeah, don't worry about that. If we draw Ajax, I'll be there.
Yeah, there's a couple of teams you want to play. Like, you know, you're getting knocked out. I'm happy enough to get knocked around. I'm not sure where I'll find the money for a playoff, or if we get to a playoff, geez, I'll be shitting myself if we get to the group stages. I don't know how to afford that.
Yeah.
But you know, you'd be looking at, you'll find the money. You always find the money from somewhere. For some of us, anyway, we were fortunate enough. But you get to that, you want Sport and Braga or Ajax, they're the top two you want. You take that 1.2 million in the bank and get chucked out of competition. Grand, let us concentrate back in the league. They're the two I'd love to get. Obviously, you have the likes of Ghent, maybe not so much Copenhagen. You don't really want those big Nordic teams. One is going to cost you an arm and a leg, and two is you're going to get hammered anyway.
Yeah. More trips you go on, the more you save. That's just the motto.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, we'll move on to a couple of questions here, Pete, before we wrap up, and a lot of these probably would have been touched on over the last, what are we, 40-odd minutes. Question one from Greg Malloy. Is Bradley right about small moments changing games? If Diallo didn't give the ball away for the equaliser, we win the game 2 or 3 nil. They were on the ropes. Kind of agreed to an extent, but also we had a half-time team talk, and whatever was said went in one ear and went out the other.
Yeah, Diallo didn't do himself any favour. Like, I suppose everything that people have been saying about him kind of came to fruition. I'd say that hurt him as well up there in Derry. He would have been anxious to show them how good he is. Yeah, small moments. They probably had a lot more small moments even beyond that. So I agree with a lot of what Greg says, but I think they would have got the job done against us anyway. Yeah, it just looked like it was going that way. I know we were one up at the time, but I just don't think we were right in the second half, or we would have been right. So I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting.
Another fan here. Some of the best players in the league, best squad man over a decade. What would it take for both to have a winning mentality again? Because we have become accustomed to being losers for far too long. Again, unfortunately, people don't like to hear that the whole budget thing. But we don't have a budget that says we're going to win a league. Obviously, budget doesn't dictate everything, but it goes a hell of a long way. As Chippy probably told you last week. I know you had a bit of a. Not bigger people. You had something to say about someone saying Alan Kenny. I was up in Derry. It seemed they didn't come back from the holidays mentally prepared. They gave a poor team room to play. Shocker. I think you said something there before we came on about the mid-season break and what we should probably be doing it. I know the PFAI will probably have something to say about it, but.
Yeah, it's hard to know, and it's probably a measure of where you're. Like the break can be good. You know, you've seen Sligo come back from the break a couple of times and really go at it. But you had Dawson going away as well, and all the hoo-ha about the international stuff as well. So I think as well, and without trying to look for excuses as well, the pitch was horrendous up there, really, really, really poor. Like, you know, and I'm not giving the players an out. It was a complete and utter collapse, but. Like any team that plays the way we play is going to really struggle up there, and you're really going to probably have to play the elements a lot more. So, poor. Like in terms of a winning mentality, the only way that can change is like who has a winning mentality in the league? Then if we're going down that road, like do Pats have a winning mentality? When was the last time Pats won a league? Shells, the Shells have a winning mentality. They've won league title in how many years? Rovers are the only team you can say. Probably hand on heart to have a winning mentality. Do Derry have it? No, they don't. Do Bowes have it? I don't know. I don't know what how you define a winning mentality or not. Do they want to win? I'm sure they do. I know we want to win. I know the club wants to win. I just think it's too easy to say that. You know, it's too easy to say You don't have a winner mentality. Will that change if we win a cup? Will that change if we win? I don't know. What will it take for that to change for us to win a league and keep winning leagues and keep winning cups? I don't know. It's just seems to be too much of an open question, you know.
Yeah, agree with you there. Aidan Martin, I think it's Aidan Madden, I think it is. Should Ring Martin Rangers put out their under-20s team to give us a fair chance after what we witnessed in Derby? More of a sarcastic question. When can we expect a sacking? Richard Hillman and Stephen can't go on like this, can it? Fortunately, we're touring the league when it's going nowhere. We're not gonna sit on that question for any longer than I have. Killian Bowles, but what Killian got, how much money is actually freeing up to bring the new players in? I know there's a spare bed in Blanchardstown, as far as I'm aware. I can't imagine Ocadina was playing for nothing, Pete. He's after coming from League One.
Yeah, nice to get him off the wage bill. I wonder what that costs us, but you'd like to think it's a couple of quid there
From what I heard, anyway, he was eager just to
to
get out. I think he just wanted, he was actually talking about, you think he was looking at even signing in League of Ireland if he wanted it, but I cannot imagine him being on anything cheap if he was a well-established English league player.
He showed flashes of it, but it just didn't happen for him for whatever reason. I don't know the backstory. But I thought when we signed him and I seen him first, it looked like he might be a good addition, but just another one that didn't work, you know.
Yeah, I
And
know. Two lads, a good start to the season, and even Lee Bourne, or not Lee Bourne, Lee Cavanagh and Cian Bourne haven't got much of a look in the season.
the best players we've signed are the most value for money signs where they've come from within the league, you know. So that's probably the template going forward. More often than not, the players we bring in from outside the league, with a few notable exceptions, have struggled. So yeah, it'd be great to get a couple of bodies in the door and really beef up that squad with the cup, Europe, and the league all coming on top now. But
Yeah,
they have to improve the
Zane
quality of the
Moyers
squad. They have
has
to improve.
disappeared off. Zane Moyers has disappeared off the planet, face of the earth. No idea what's gone on there. He scored in the game, then just disappeared after that. I've no idea if he's actually still in Dublin or what's going on there.
Might be in the email on Thursday evening.
Yeah, might be. Yeah, he's had an everlasting bug. And we'll just move on to a couple of questions here on the old Instagram. Just bear with me there, folks. Facebook does. How far do you think we go based off in Europe? We've answered that, I think. Keeper out of the ball, Casper comments from many. Best and worst case scenario draw. Wedding gate. Yeah, everything's just Casper, best and worst, Reynolds out. That's the nuts and bolts of all the questions there. So nothing much to go through there. Questions answered for this week. But yeah, P. Friday night, Dundalk. Monday night, Shelbourne. All eyes off Europe. Two very
Yeah,
important games.
Dundalk have been the best team I've seen this season play against Bowes, and that's including all the big boys. They absolutely ran us off the pitch in Dalymount. I'm worried about Friday. The Rubies are a real handful. So I'd be ecstatic if we win on Friday night. I'd be really thrilled if we can get a win on Friday night. But yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about this weekend.
I think
That's
it's
the
going to be
chance.
a battle.
Yeah, Dundalk are, as I said, I think they're a very good side. And you see them down in Cork against Galway, they go right till the end. They got their goal late in the day. So if we're even 10% off, it's going to be a really hard game to win.
Can tell you
And I.
something for nothing, Pete. No League of Ireland team will beat another team 4 times in a row. They'll always get that win at some stage of the season. We've first game against Dundalk, I think we were blessed to get out there with a draw. They should have beaten us. The second game, we think we flipped it at half time. The law of
Yeah.
averages tells you will get beaten. If you look at Bowes results over the last fucking 10, 20, 30 years, you can guarantee that when you're playing teams 3 or 4 times in the season, and that applies to Rovers, it doesn't just apply to us, that you will lose one of those 4 ties against that team.
Yeah.
Like, I think we have to. I think we're a bad weekend. I think we've got that Reynolds. I think we've got that Reynolds spiral, unfortunately. I think that's what's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I pray to God I'm wrong. I don't want the stress that we had last year of going through fucking every other week. Fucking away Europe point by point last season. It felt like, I know we got there in the end, but
Yeah.
it wasn't good for the mental health last year. I think we played Drogheda at home on the Friday, and I think we had to beat them. We would have nearly put them out of the race or out of the chase for Europe, and we got beaten 1-0. We played Derry a couple of weeks after, and it was kind of a bit about. I think we would have overtaken Derry that time. When it went into second, and they beat us 4-3, and it was just like. Again, those results just dragged us into a rat race for fourth. And we don't need
Same
that
with
this season.
Shells. Shells down in Talca in the August, we were 2-1 up, conceded. John Martin header at the last minute. But using your logic, would you win over Shells? Like, when was the last time we beat Shells? You haven't beat Shells in a long time.
Start
Sad.
of middle of last season, maybe. I think we beat them once in Dalymount last year. That might have been. The last time we
Think that's probably one
last
out
time
of
we
four
met.
or five, or one out of.
But I don't think they haven't beaten us. I know they bet us last
Dalymount.
game in Dalymount, the last home game, which was obviously hell on earth. So they're
Two
probably thinking
draws
that
to
might
Talca, the last two draws. They beat us 1-0 to start of last season at Talca.
be. That's right, yeah. So that's right, yeah. I think Meepo scored that day. So yeah, well that's I know it feels like we're due to win against Shells and we haven't beaten them in a couple of years, but we've only had one win over the last year or two, but again, there's no guarantees they're going to talk apart from
No,
Monday.
absolutely not. But again, we've a chance to stick a sword in Dundalk, and we've a chance to give Shells a boot in the nose, you know. So,
Like these are
you know.
look, truth be told, if you take off of the looted hats to get top two, even 6 points this weekend will go a hell of a long way for coming toward.
Rovers and Derry on Monday as well. So, like, again, it's the joy of a 10-team league. You win a couple on the trot, you're going to be there thereabouts. If you lose a couple on the trot, you could really plummet. So, yeah, let's just hope we can get the business done. And just, you want to be going into Europe flying. You want to be going into Europe on a high. Because we will leave points behind us during that European run. There's no doubt about it. So we need to win this week. We need to get more points next week. And we need to be flying, as I said, going into Europe. So we're bang at it. When Europe finishes and the curtain comes down, we're not chasing our tail. We're still in a strong position to get back again there next year, you know, because once we get a taste for it this year, we're gonna want it next year, and it'll be a serious come down to have a nice European foyer this year, Farage into Europe, and then not have it next year. So we've a lot of work to do on the pitch, a lot of work to do, and it starts on Friday.
I think we have to go looking for a striker now, P. I don't know where Dougie was Friday. I don't know if he's out injured. We'll never know either. I'd fucking stick him in a cannon and shoot him into the sun now at this stage. I'm sick of him.
Listen, like, the goal he got in Sligo was brilliant, and you're kind of
Brilliant.
leaving the ground that night thinking that he's game on now, and then the injuries start again. So yeah, the square one. But listen, let's see what Friday brings. We won't go totally doom and gloom on it yet. We'll see what the weekend brings, and we'll assess where we are. Come Monday evening and go from there. I think it's the best bet.
Who do you put in goal on Friday night?
Depends on who's getting fucking married this week or who has a bug this week, doesn't it? I listen. If Casper's fit, he goes straight back in. For me, it's not his fault. The situation was made a bollocks of. You know what I mean? So he
That
goes
that
straight
that
back in
that
for
that
me.
that's a married man's answer. Blame it on the wife.
Yeah. Well, blame it on the club. Blame it on the manager. He's the one that had to
Signed
communicate
off.
or make the decision or make the call. Or, you know, when you're going to Europe, or when I'm going to Europe in a couple of weeks' time, I have to get to sign off from my manager. So, and he'll look at the dates and he'll see what the story is first before he says you're allowed to go. You know, both should be no different. So, yeah, it's a funny old situation. But listen, I'm sure we'll hear anecdotal tales about what really happened or what didn't happen over the next few weeks.
Yeah, God willing, in a few weeks' time, could be a second or third round in Europe, and the players are out having a drink after being knocked out in Ajax, and they're on the rise in Amsterdam maybe for a night.
Yeah.
Might get the truth out of them.
Yeah.
But Peter, I should put a result on Friday first and foremost.
Yeah, we're gonna win 2-0. Why not? Listen, we've had a good week in the Bohemian world this week with flights in Europe and giddiness. So I think the place will be rocking Friday night. I think everyone's gonna be in good form. It's gonna be good sense of anticipation. So listen, let's go and win the game 2-0. And we get out to that hellhole on Monday night and see what that brings. So listen, I'll take a 2-0 win on Friday night and then a 1-0 win on Monday evening. Last minute goal off Paddy Barrett's big fat arse, and we go top of the table.
Yeah, Pete. Oh, me too far behind that. Want what? Well, I definitely want that. There's no mistake about that. However, I think Dundalk are probably due a result against us, unfortunately. And I think of the last time I predicted on here, we didn't get a job, we got a win, and we've turned it around a little bit. So I'm going to deal with it out of what's the word for reverse psychology. I'm going to say a draw Monday, draw Friday. It would be very bold not to just be left in. Not knowing where we are. Many times in this podcast, have we said we'll know in a couple of weeks' time where we'll be, and it just never
Yeah,
transpires.
never know. We never know.
We'll never know. So you might hear us say it next week. You'll hear us say it the week after. But just be fucking sure, we will never know until we're
Yeah.
there. So look, thank you very much for your time, Pete. We do apologise for the misery in doubt at these at the start. But that's it, Pete. We're wrapped
Just
up. Those are
a
going to Europe.
few. Yeah, there's a few lads asking if you can send in messages to Jordan's phone just about strip clubs and happy houses in Bella Medina. A few of the lads are asking, so or any other recommendations for
Strip
Bella
clubs
Medina
aren't in
on
a
a Wednesday night?
three game budget there, P. And I quit my job for this. So, anyone that's showing any cash in hand work for your old pal Kaiser, give us a shout there so we can afford to go to the strip clubs and not just the games. So hopefully, we'll get there. But fair we may, say we must, P. We're on our way.
Absolutely. Roll on Friday, roll on Europe, and come on the
Come on,
fucking
that's fucking
balls.
bold. Right, let's go.